Today's cheer of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is being learned live from the Yerushalayim hills of Mevaseret. And Baruch Hashem, we have super stacked Yomi guys here today. Now, April, and our favorite halachas of what you can and can not wear out in Shusha Rabim or in place without an Erev. And we are up to Sif Chaf Gimel. Habonim Yotzim Bezagim. Okay, so you have to understand, in those days, they used to wear like cloaks, or they used to wear like type of outfits, where on the bottom of their outfits, they would have like bells. Okay, little bells
like
on the
coin, like
that? Yeah, little bells on the bottom. And princes would wear it, and it's a whole Shaila in the Gemara. So the bottom line, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rishonim, like certain Rishonim, in the Gemara there. Like the Baskonis HaGemara there. Anyway, Habonim Yoitzim Bezagim. So children, boys, okay, can go out with Zagim, with these bells. Perish Kimin Pamonim Ketanim, little bells. Hagurim Lahem Harugim. Harugim Lahem Biksusam. If it's weaved to their clothes. Avalim Einam Harugim Lo. But if they're not weaved to the bottom of the clothes, rather they're just like attached somehow, right, but they're not like sewn in or woven in, you're not allowed to go out with them. Okay? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Ha'arugim lahem, ayin tes. If it's woven or sewn into the beged, lachain, therefore, lo chayshinan, because it's woven into the beged, we're not concerned, dilma mifsak v'asi lasuye. We're not concerned it'll come off and you'll come and carry them. Vafilu imheim zagin shel zahav. And even if these are gold bells, what's he referencing? See, the Gemara talked about it, they have these gold fancy bells that are only worn by like wealthy people and things like that, that people will make fun of you. Oh, you got these fancy bells on. And then you'll be embarrassed maybe and take them off. So he says, even if the bells are made out of gold, she'eino asui el b'nei lachem, which are only made for princes, wealthy people, gam kein lo chayshinan. We're not concerned here also for the other concern the Gemara had of Dilma Machaychi, a lot of people make fun of you. You'll come carry it in your hand. Why? Since it is woven into the beged. Sif katon pei, einam arugim lo, but if they're not woven in, you can't wear them out on your beged. Even if they're tied to the clothes. V'chol shekein bezug shebetzavaro, and for sure bells that might be around your neck, the aser latzeis, you would not be able to go out with it. Why? The chayshinan dilma mifsak me'aksus, because the concern number one is that they might come off because they are not woven in or sewn in. They're just tied onto the beged, and they might come off. Or mitzavaro, they come off the beged, they come off the neck. V'asi lasuyeh, you'll come and carry them outside. V'chol shekeidim shel zav. And number two, he says, if they're made out of gold, if they're fancy ones, so then there's another concern. People will make fun of you, right? That you think you're so big. Because these are only made for rich people. You'll come to take them off and carry them. Tosas writes the name of Riva. Afilu banim ketanim, even little kids. She'enem Ashirim. So let's say you have little kids that L'chayro is no concern that they're going to go ahead. Like, you know, Gzeira for a kid that maybe will come off and he'll carry it because like, he's not really Chayiv. So even Banim Ketanim that are not Ashirim, Asurim Latzeis Bezug, you can't have your little kids go out with these bells, Shal Zahav, She'eno Arug, if they're not woven into the kid's bag at Biksus. O Atalui B'Tzavaro, or if they're hanging around the child's neck. You can't go out with it. Why? Because what happens is you go out with your little kid and people make fun of your little kid. And you hate when they make fun of your kid more than they make fun of you.
Isn't a bell also an issue?
Okay. Well, we'll see. We're not talking now. We're not talking now about a bell that makes any sounds. Well, at the end of the Ramah, we'll bring up a bell that actually makes some sound. Okay. And it's going to be impossible if they're making fun of your kid for the father to hear this. Okay. To not hear this, and then the father will hear it and be upset, and after his kid's being made fun of, and the father will take it off uvatachach, and within this asi l'tantalam, because the father is embarrassed for his kid, the father will come and carry it Arba Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Okay, Ve'viyam HaMagan Avram, Ve'Eli Arba, this is what HaMagan Avram, Ve'Eli Arba brings down. So it comes out that these types of bells, okay, which were normally part of a garment, okay, at the bottom, can be sewn or woven in, but can't, okay, just be tied up because of concern, number one, they might fall off. Number two, if it's a fancy one, maybe you'll get mocked and come to take it off, even if you just put it on your little junior kid. Okay, we now move on to the Rambam. Haga. Lo mahani hadu b'chubar l'ksus, rak b'davar sh'darcho lios m'chubar sham. Aval m'chibe sham davar sh'en darcho b'kaf asi. Says, the only thing that's going to help if it's attached and even woven to the clothes is if it is something that it's normal to have sewn in or woven in. But if it's something that's not, it's not the derech to do, just to go ahead and, oh, I'll take something because I want to be able to, you know, carry it somewhere. So now I'm going to go ahead and attach it to my clothes, and now I can go ahead and have it. Let's say you want to have like a key, right, just hanging from your clothes or something, you know, this way you can go open up the shul. And just have like you sew the key into the back of your shirt, okay? So that's not gonna fly because it's not a derech. It's only because the bells are normally part of a beged that people wear. That's what he says. Rak b'davar, tahinu kagon zo, like a bell. Shaderechu b'zmanem, it was a derech in those days. Lios b'chol ha'begadim l'noi. This would be like in all the begadim. This would be a type of decoration, and for the clothes. Therefore, it's okay if you weave it in. Because they would not go there a scenario atu eino arug. Why? They weren't go there to a scenario that it wouldn't be woven in. Since it's a noi lebeged, lo chichu chazal afsido so. Okay, let's get us. So chazal, okay, weren't matriach a person, okay, to go ahead and cut off his bells from his garment. The Chazal would not matriach him to go ahead and do that because that's part of the guy's clothes. Okay, so they might have had a gzera as follows: we don't want you to go out with a bell that's sewn or woven in because of a situation that you might go ahead and what wear these bells if they're not woven in or sewn in, but they're just tied up. But they weren't gezer that Chazal because they didn't want matriach you to go ahead and, if these are things that you actually wear with your clothes, to go ahead and, you know, cut them off. Because we look weird, the beggar, etc. But something, she'ein darko b'kach, look at the next Mr. Barus of cutting bebes, if it's not the derech for it to be there, okay, that, he says, hainu, de gazru mechubar, atu eino mechubar. There, they were gezer mechubar, atu eino mechubar. Therefore, they were gezer. Even something that you actually sewed on to the beged, because we might have a scenario where you go ahead and just tie on this item to the beged if it's not something that's normally there. So, like, let's say you actually wove into the beged the key, right? You wove it in there. So they say you can't. That's not good. Why? Because you might come another time just, you know, tie it on to the beged. He says it's possible that this actually might be a what? This might be in this situation that it could actually be that you're going to be chayiv a chatas for carrying it this way. He says, forgetting about agzera, this could be actually something that is asim in atayra, and you'll be chayav achatas for it. Why? Because since it's not something that's normally part of the beged, it's not going to be viewed as part of the beged. And therefore, it's like you're carrying it, and you'll be chayav achatas. Now, the poiskim, he goes on, v'chei mashma b'tshuvas harajba, shuvas yosef, is also mashma b'tshuvas harajba, shekol dover she'ein sorech la beged, anything that's not a sorech for the beged, v'ein tashmish la beged, and it doesn't serve the beged at all, ain't no butta l'gabei beged. It's not going to be considered butta to the beged. V'areyu ki'ilu motziim levado, it's like you actually went out and carried itself without the beged, and you're going to be chayiv. So that's what he says, very, very, very wild. Now, the poiskim, Shmir Shabbos Ki Hilchasa, he has a kasha on this. He says, okay, I understand that if you have an unusual item attached to the garment, that's not considered part of the malbush, and you're not allowed to go out with it. But why would you be chayiv chatas? It's still an abnormal way of carrying right these items attached to your garment. It's not the normal way of carrying them. Okay, so the answer, it could be that it all depends. Like, for example, let's say, you know, some people might have, let's say, tied on it might have been like during the week, they would also tie on, let's say, a key to the belt. Okay, and that would be a normal way to carry the key outside. So in that situation, that's a normal way of carrying something during the week, and then therefore it would be a malbush, because it's not something part of the malbush, and it's a normal way you're carrying something, so therefore you could, in theory, be chayav chatas for it. Okay, we're moving now. Moving on now, April. Let's go on. Let's continue on in the Ramah. So he says now, "V'osam igulim yerukim," and these yellow round patches. You see, before the Nazis, they used to have this in communities. Shegazra hamalchus, right? These yellow round patches that they used to that the governments used to make the Jews. Shekol Yehudi yisayachad ne'an b'tuso. Right? The Jews would have to have these yellow patches attached to their clothes. You're allowed to go outside, right, to shul, go outside, wearing your yellow patch. Even if it wasn't sewn into your suit, into your Shabbos outfit, why was it okay? So look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Pei Gimel, Mutter Latseis Bahen, okay, the Chashiv Malbush, Kevan Shederech Latseis Bo Kol Yimei HaShavua, the Lo Chayshinan Dilma Yizbayesh, V'shakalei v'asi la asuye. He says, you can go out because this is actually part of the beged. This is what they used to wear on their begadim. They used to have these yellow patches. That was what a Jew, that was his badge. Okay, and since this is the day he used to, this is the way he used to walk out. Okay, during the whole week. Okay, with his clothes. That's part of his clothes. And also, there was no concern that he's going to be embarrassed from wearing these patches. And he'd come and do what? And come and carry it. That's why, even if it was wasn't totally sewn in, just mechubar sham ktsas, just right, just a little. What did my Rama say? So even if it wasn't sewn into his clothes, it was just attached to his clothes. Okay, it would be okay. Even if it was just attached a little bit, but wasn't actually sewn in. Why? Because there's no concern that you're going to come and take it off because people are going to mock you. She'emas malchus alav, because there was the awe of the government and you had to wear these things. So gam lo chayshin and dilma mifsik vasuye. Also, we're not concerned that maybe they'll come off and you'll carry them. Kimo bezagim she'enam arugim. We had by the bells that weren't actually woven in. There was a concern that they'll fall off and you'll carry them. How come you're not concerned the patch will fall off if it's not mamish sewn in? It's not that chashuv that if it comes off, then you're going to go ahead and carry it. Okay? Let's move on to the Ramah. V'chein mutter latseis b'mitpachas she'mekadchin bo ha'af. So now he says, you could also go out with a handkerchief, okay, you blow your nose with, she'korim patulit, which is another way of saying handkerchief, im mechubar luxus, if it was attached to your garment. Okay, before we get to that, let's see the Mishnah Brura on this. Pei Dalet and Pei Hei. Im Mechubar, if it is attached to the garment, you could, this handkerchief, you would be able to go out with it. Kan Ba'inan, so he says here, what's the pshat? He says, what's the case? He says, Kan Ba'inan Sheyabib Od Yom Tafur Heitei Laksus. It has to be where, from before Shabbos, it was sewn in very well to the clothes. Oh, al kopanim she had tafur b'shtei tkifos. You have to have at least two stitches. Okay, why did it have to have that at least? Okay, tahaz avi kamo arig yachad. Because only then is it going to be akin to them, right, being woven together. Kadom la el bereish hasif. So he says, di lav hachi chayshin and dilma mifsak vasi lasuye. Because then the concern will be that maybe it'll come off. Right? Maybe the handkerchief will come off if it's not sewn in, and he'll come and carry it. Kamo bezagim, like by the bells. The afagavdu who davish eino lo malbush velo takshit. Even though this is not a what? A malbush, because it's just a hanky you use to blow your nose, and it's not a takshit, doesn't serve, right? Doesn't serve you in any way, either decoratively or help you function. But still, it's not considered a masoi. And you could go ahead and you could have it attached to your beged, this handkerchief. Why? The derech hayab is maneim. Because it used to be the derech in those days, litvor kein laksus. People, that's what people used to do during the week. They used to attach their handkerchief. Like you say, like, you know, you have the handkerchiefs in the, what's it called? In the, you might have had a handkerchief in the pocket. They would have the handkerchief, right, sewn onto the garment. Hilkach batu hu l'gabei habeged. Therefore, it would be considered batel to the beged. I wonder if that would be the same thing about like a hanky today that like people wear like a nice pretty hanky on the, right, in the, even though it's not even attached, it's part of the garment there. It's a shtickle problem because maybe you'll, you know, come and take it out. But if it's just there for show and you never take it out, okay, I can hear it being okay. But I'm not paskening. We don't pasken here in this year. We just do the MB. The Alpha Gavi says, nowadays, where we don't go ahead and sew the handkerchief to the beged, there's no batel hulagabe beged. It's not going to be considered batel to the beged, and it's aser. The same custom is very similar. Moshe was saying Moshe's Masi Osher, Mate Osher. However, he writes, the Yesha Kasu, the Fisha Pachaylek, this handkerchief, who Davash Eino Chashim, because it's not Chashim at all, it's a hanky. Batel Ulagabi Aksus, Kishatafur, Ukshira Baalma. Ulagabi Aksus, Kishatafur Bo. This opinion holds, because a hanky is not something Chashim, even Bizman Azer, it's going to be something okay if you sewed it up to your beged. But again, you see others that say not that way. It's only if it is something that people go ahead and do in their time, even during the week. And then he says, "Ukshira ba'alma laksuso la'chagor." However, just tying the handkerchief to the clothes or to even your belt, afilu kshara b'ba'ud yom, even if you tied it to your belt from before Shabbos, b'kesha shel kayama, with a good full blown kesha, because you can't tie a handkerchief to your belt with a full-blown kesher on Shabbos, because that, as we'll see coming up, is its own malacha of kshira. Okay, so he says, even if you have the handkerchief tied to your belt with a permanent knot before Shabbos, gam king atzel says we're not going to go out with it, kevon she'eino choger atzmo b'apach, because you're not actually, okay, girding yourself using the handkerchief as your belt. You're just attaching it to your belt, and that's just dam carrying.
What if you iron it?
Okay. What?
What if you iron it to your shirt or your suit jacket?
You iron it?
Yeah.
You're saying if it comes part of it, I don't know, I guess that would be okay. Well, Misha, again, it comes attached to it? Or not really?
I mean, when you iron it on, it just stays there. But like at time, like over time, it'll fall.
Yeah, so it could be. Again, also, I'll depend if it's something that you would take off. Well, Misha wrote to Leos HaPatshela Imo Velo Tfaro. So let's say you want to, what's the angle? Let's say you want to have a handkerchief with you, and you don't have it sewn to your actual beged from before Shabbos, b'bo yom. So ain lo heter. He says there's no heter. Shiyase atami menu ke ain chagora. Ain lo heter shiyase atami menu ke ain chagora lech gorbo. Okay, you can't make it like a belt to go ahead and wrap it around as a belt. Why? Kaven shiyase lo chagora b'lav hafi. Because you can't make an artificial belt. You have your belt on already. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take this handkerchief and I'm going to make like another belt around it, as if it's a belt on top of the belt. That's not going to really help because you don't really need it. It's a scam. You have a belt. It has to function as a belt. If it's not going to function as a belt to keep your pants on, then, you know, how could you go ahead and do it? Okay? It has to actually be functioning as a belt in a functional way. The chagora, agabe chagora, aser, right? A chagora on top of another chagora, a belt on top of a belt, this is aser. Ella, what should you do if you want to do this? He has the chab. Yichaber rosha pachala. You go ahead and you tie the handkerchief on to the, you know this, to the end of the belt, right? Yichaber rosha pachala berosha chagora, ba'aniva in a bow. The yek kechagora aruka, and then it will become like an extended belt. And then what you do is you could then go ahead and tie yourself and use the end of the handkerchief as your actual belt. So in other words, you take the end of the belt attach a handkerchief to it, and then you could then utilize the handkerchief as your functional belt, because you attached it to the end of the belt, and you're using the handkerchief as your actual belt. Okay, that's what we said before, like by a key. If you use the key as the actual buckle to lock the belt, that would be a similar type of move. Okay, but then he goes and he says, not so simple. Okay, why? They're not so sure if this is okay. Why? The sovereign, the kesher she'ino shel kayom lo mahani. He says the problem is that if you're going to be doing this on Shabbos, and you're going to be attaching it to your belt on Shabbos, and tying it to your belt on Shabbos, you'd have to not use a permanent type of knot. You'd have to use a bow that slipped off. And therefore he says, that's not going to be viewed then as really part of the belt, because it's not really attached to the belt, because it's not a kesher shel kayom, it's not a kesher that lasts. If you want to go ahead and use a handkerchief and be able to carry it in a place where there's no Erev, what should you do? The Chatchila told us Eitzah Zu. Do the following Eitzah Gufa on Erev Shabbos. V'yikshirenu b'kesh l'kayama. And tie it up with a permanent type of knot. La'chagora barosh. To the right, to the end of the belt at the top. V'yachsho b'chagora arucha l'chagora Shabbos. And then it will be viewed as a long belt, okay, to use to belt yourself on Shabbos if you tie it with a full-blown knot before Shabbos. Okay, sifkatan hey, lichsus. So what you do is you sew the handkerchief onto the clothes. Dafka lichsus, he says, specifically to the clothes. Avam tfaru lachagora eino mil. But if you sew the handkerchief onto your belt, that's not good. Eino batal lagabe chabura. Because it's not going to be considered batal to the chabura, to the chagora, to the belt. So it's normal to have a handkerchief in those days, okay, sewn up to your clothes, but not to your belt. LMK, as we said, if you sewed it to the Rosh HaChagura, if you sewed it to the tip of the belt, and then use that handkerchief to actually tie yourself, the Yachlar Asmobo, to actually tie yourself with it, the functional way, then it's going to be okay. In the comments, if I'm involved, I'm Italian, we're going to say, what was written in the Mishnah Berurah regarding this. Now we're going to be coming to, okay, what time is it? Okay, but just to tell you, give you a little bit of a heads up of what we're going to be doing starting tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll be hearing from the archives, or maybe I'll just do my own live from the RBS Hills, Yaimi. Either way, we're going to be starting something fascinating, something called a kamiya. You ever hear of a kamiya? An amulet, you know what an amulet is? They used to have, maybe Sephardim still have it today, I don't know. Some told me that even in Europe they used to have these things that were actually written, psukim, written on some type of, like a little scroll that would be attached, okay, to a necklace or something like that, or to your clothes or whatever, and they would wear it, and they had it on Talesim, and it would serve as a refuah for different types of illnesses. And seemingly, at one time, they actually worked. Maybe some people say they still work today. And what we're going to see is there are going to be two different types of kamiyas. There are going to be kamiyas, amulets that are proven, what's called a kamiya mumcha, and amulets that are not proven, a kamiya she'ena mumcha. And the difference is that when you have a proven kamiya, so then it's something that is meaningful for you to wear to help yourself, and then therefore it's going to be viewed as a takshit, and you could wear it on you, and you could carry it when you're wearing it on Shabbos. But if it doesn't serve you because it's not a proven kamiya, then it would be the equivalent of carrying on Shabbos, and you wouldn't be able to go ahead and wear it. Now there are two ways that a kamiya, we'll see, can become proven. Either because the particular kamiya itself, that particular one, healed three times, or if it was a kamiya written by an expert kamiya maker. And how do you become an expert kamiya maker? So the Shulchan Aruch is going to say he has to go ahead and have healed three different people with three different amulets that bear the same lechisha, incantation, meaning the same writing, you know, on it. Okay, that's maybe one day we'll make a Yomi amulet, and we'll all go around and wear it.